And do remember to pray and to ask God to help with this overcoming bedwetting situation. Ask God to help. All right. Now, how many of you have had the experience where your child wanted to spend a night with a friend? Now, it would be tricky enough if one of your children's friends wanted to spend a night with him or her. But this is a matter of your child going over to someone else's home to sleep with them in their home. So whether it's over there or they're coming to you, did you feel a little uneasy? Yes. Well, if your child is nervous about sleepovers, remind your child of the steps that they use in order to stay dry at home, and giving your child absorbent pants and extra clothes in case of an accident might put her at ease. A sleeping bag with waterproof lining may also help. Beforehand, because we got to be fair, right? Notify the adult host that your child may have some worries about bedwetting. And here's the thing. I would recommend that you not wait until the night of the sleepover to inform the adult hosts of this concern. If your child has received an invitation 5 nights in advance, try to talk with the adult hosts no less than 4 nights in advance. Try to give them advance notice. Listen, they may be able to help your child be at ease, and you need to let the child know that we've got to let these parents know about this so that they'll know what precautionary steps they may want to take. Even if that means they say, hey, you know what, I'm sorry, but we're just not going to be able to let your child come because we just don't want to deal with that. Fair is fair, and you can understand where they're coming from. And do know this, that if your child does wet at night at someone else's home, the embarrassment and shame will probably be even greater for him or her than wetting at their own home. So keep all of that in mind. So notify the adult host that your child may have some issues about that. Discuss it so that everyone will be on the same page. Some medications may help for special occasions when your older child wants to stay dry, such as at camp. And that's why I was saying a little bit earlier, you know, we're not just talking about children who are 3 and 4 years old. This can hit children who are older, quite a bit older than 3 and 4 years old. So again, remember, you are talking with your child's doctor as well. Okay, it's going to be so important to be patient as we work on this. Scolding or losing your temper won't make your child stop wetting the bed. Don't bring up bedwetting in front of others in order to try to shame your child. Embarrassment will only increase stress, anxiety, and add even more anger to the mix. Remember that bedwetting eventually does stop. So try practicing patience and providing support while you wait. As a matter of fact, this is one of the reasons, too, that I was saying earlier that you may want to be praying, too, because it's great to ask God to not only help the child who is wetting the bed, but to help the parents who are also being stressed by this. Peace. We need peace as well as strength in overcoming. All right, what about other siblings in the home? Does your child who is wetting the bed have siblings? If so, are they understanding? Are they maybe a little mean-spirited about it? Bedwetting can make your child an easy target for teasing. And so to help him handle it, make your home safe for him. Don't allow anyone in the family to tease about that bedwetting. Explain to the siblings that bedwetting is something that their brother just doesn't have control over right now, and that he needs everyone's love and support. So encourage them to encourage him, to support him or her in overcoming that bedwetting. This may be a good time, too, to make sure that if one of the children is sleeping in the same bed with the bedwetter, that you take that child out of that bed so that he or she can, the one who's taken out of the bed, can be kept dry and don't have to deal with that themselves. You know, the collateral damage, if you will. It is a good idea to try to keep as much of this in-house as much as possible, because people can be mean even when they're young. You've heard me say this before. And bullying at school about the bedwetting can be terrible. If your child avoids other children or comes home with unexplained injuries, your child may be being bullied. Listen to what your child says and talk with her. Let her know that you know it's not her fault. Then talk with people at her school, and that's what they've seen. Be proactive and work with the school to find ways to make the teasing stop. Now, this can be the case even when there is no bedwetting involved. Human beings are human beings, and unfortunately, we have a fallen nature that just makes us act out ugly at times. And children are no exception to that rule of life. Children can be mean. And that bullying at school can sometimes trigger bedwetting. So definitely talk with the people in charge at the school. Also, see if it's feasible to set up a meeting with the parents, the school faculty, and the children responsible for the bullying. See if there can be some heart-to-hearts. Maybe even have the school counselor involved and see if we can get that bullying to stop. And again, pray. I tell you what, sometimes just asking God to be involved can make a huge difference. When to call the doctor. If your child is still bedwetting at age 7, and to an extent, they never really got to the point where they stopped wetting the bed, consider setting up a doctor's visit. While there may be a medical problem, most of the time there is not. But see the doctor anyway. And see the doctor if your child suddenly starts wetting the bed after being dry for 6 months or more. I tell you what, we want our children's lives to be as good as they can possibly be. So keep those steps in mind for helping to overcome bedwetting. Especially remember to be patient and supportive. Patient and supportive. If you need to take some time off to just relax, rest, chill, do that. But make this truly a team effort. Be back in a few to talk about video games and the brain.